Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny, lower 60s, winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 30s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny and breezy in the upper 50s with wind gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, we'll have clear skies, lows around 26. For Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s, and Friday night clear, 42. Right now, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. A retired financial advisor who took more than $800,000 from a retired widow has been sentenced to 3 years and 2 months in prison. 73-year-old Walter Hollis of Wichita was sentenced yesterday for one count of felony theft. Prosecutors say he embezzled the money from a 75-year-old widow between 2014 and 18. The University of Kansas has settled an age discrimination lawsuit brought on behalf of a former employee who said he was ousted in retaliation for raising the alarm that his department was told to fill job openings with mainly young people. KCUR-FM reports that under a consent decree last week with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the school pledged not to discriminate against employees or applicants based on age. And Kansas weather forecasters are saying this spring-like weather is expected to hold until, well, about Sunday when we have chances of rain, but not snow. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment yesterday formally announced the launch of the agency's online resource center for Kansans to learn more about the coronavirus, to get answers to community-asked questions about the virus, and to review other helpful information. The site is part of KDHE's ongoing efforts to inform Kansans about the coronavirus. The public can visit kdheks.gov/coronavirus to learn more about it. Again, the website is kdheks.gov/coronavirus, and the CDC's website is cdc.gov/coronavirus. The hit musical Hamilton is coming to Wichita. It's just not known yet when. Century 2 Performance Center said in a news release that the musical about founding Father Alexander Hamilton will be during its 2021-2022 series. A date, though, is still yet to be determined. Mid-America Network News.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. A Grand Island man has been convicted of sexual assault in connection with a 2019 attack near the University of Nebraska at Kearney's campus. TV station KSNB reports 20-year-old Miguel Guzman pleaded no contest to third-degree sexual assault and associated charges. In exchange for his pleas, prosecutors dropped other felony charges. Guzman was arrested 2 days after a sexual assault that occurred February 24th of last year in an off-campus residence in Kearney. Guzman faced is up to a year in prison for each count when he's sentenced on April 30th. Another of the Americans who were exposed to the coronavirus on a Japanese cruise ship and who were being monitored at an Omaha hospital has been released from quarantine. The University of Nebraska Medical Center said yesterday that another patient had been cleared to leave by testing negative for the coronavirus 3 times. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska News. on the Mid-America Network.
Hey guys, Sam's back here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A town hall meeting is planned this evening at 7 in Frankfort to discuss an increase in crime. Recent thefts in the Frankfort area have prompted citizens to schedule the event, with city council, local law enforcement, and county officials expected to attend. The meeting this evening at the South Gym at the Frankfort High School begins at 7. The Palmer and Lynn Fire Department was dispatched February 22nd for a mobile home fire at 406 3rd Street in Lynn. No immediate details available. February 29th, in the 300 block of Main Street in Greenleaf, an officer attempted to stop a vehicle for speeding and no tag light. The vehicle ran from the officer and a chase began. Suspect was apprehended in the 3000 block of 4th Road in Washington County. Nicholas Stuke of Greenleaf was arrested on pending charges of fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, reckless driving, expired registration, no proof of insurance, speeding, failure to indicate turn, tag light, and failure to stop at a stop sign. Nicholas Stuke is currently being held at the Washington County Jail. Marshall County Sheriff's Office assisted in the incident. Marshall County's recycling trailer for cardboard only is currently located at the Habitat for Humanity thrift store in Marysville at 2006 Center rather than west of Marysville. For additional details, contact the Marshall County Public Works Department. Monthly recycling collections continue in various communities, including Marysville, the second Saturday each month from 10 to 11 a.m., with drop-off at Hedstrom Hall on North 20th Street in Marysville. Reservations are due Wednesday for a babysitting class to be held Monday, March 9th at Washington. Youth grades 5 through 8 are encouraged to attend the building blocks of babysitting, which will cover ages and stages of children, basic first aid and emergency procedures, activity ideas, healthy snacks and meals, and more. The day-long session runs 9 to 3 and will be held at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington, Monday, March 9th. For registration or details, contact the River Valley Extension District Office in Washington at 527-5084. Classes will also be offered in Concordia, March 12th, Belleville, March 13th, and Clay Center, March 18th. An Alzheimer's Community Forum is planned this Thursday evening, March 5th, at the Clay Center Community High School. Those with loved ones suffering from the disease are invited to participate, as the Alzheimer's Association and other community partners will discuss resources and experiences, engaging the audience in a dialogue. Meeting begins Thursday at 6 p.m. Advance reservations are appreciated. Contact the River Valley Extension District at 1-800-272-3900. The Waterville Opera House will host acoustic Eidolon this Friday evening at 7. The popular duo has performed locally on several occasions. The public is welcome. Advanced discount tickets, the banks in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Elsie Grace is in Frankfort and the Marysville Chamber Visitor Center. Tickets also available at the door Friday at 7 for acoustic Eidolon at the Opera House in Waterville. Richard Dick Farwell, age 87, of rural Dubois, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Freedons United Church of Christ, rural Bern. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday from 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dick Farwell. Sharon K. Clays, age 76, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Washington. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Sharon Clays. Mark Wass Wassenberg, age 58, of Marysville, passed away February 27. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Elm Creek Cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mark Wassenberg. Helene Sullivan, age 85, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8, at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Elaine Sullivan.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Michael Glowinski, principal of Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville, a Kansas State-accredited school. In the 1800s, as the United States expanded westward, so did the need for education for its children. Answering this need was the Lutheran Church. Many of the new Lutheran communities built a school even before their barns and churches. From March 2nd through March 6th, Good Shepherd Lutheran School will be celebrating this history of education during Lutheran Schools Week. Events will include community service projects, special guests, fun theme days, and more. I invite you to join our celebration by taking a tour of Good Shepherd Lutheran School during our regular school hours. Meet our students who are the future of our nation. Happy Lutheran Schools Week, Marysville.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, goulash, garlic bread, salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, ham, cheesy potatoes, Capri blend, whole wheat roll, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, we have a frontal boundary across the east central parts of the Midwest into the northern parts of the United States, bringing a little bit of some isolated rain and snow showers there. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, dry weather. We'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the end of the week. It looks like we're going to see mild temperatures continuing as well. A little bit breezy conditions as we head towards Thursday and into Friday. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be light and variable. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll see temperatures in the upper 30s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, breezy. We'll see highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As we head into Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. Again, highs in the upper 50s. And Friday night, clear. And that's a look at your summary and forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 50. Record high on this date, 68, in 2018. The average low, 25. The record low is 1 degree in 2002. Sunset this evening, 6:22. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. Sunshine and 32 degrees this morning in Marysville. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 4th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You don't need to be elected to shape the future of your community. You just need to be someone who cares about your community. By being counted in the 2020 census, you will help inform funding for local school programs, emergency services, and roads in your community. It only takes a few minutes, but the impact will be felt for years. The census only occurs once every 10 years. Don't miss your chance to make a difference. Learn more at KansasCounts.org. Brought to you by the League of Kansas Municipalities and this radio station.
on-the-job training for an NBA legend. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. San Antonio Spurs legend Tim Duncan won more than 1,000 games as a player in over 19 career seasons. Now an assistant coach with the team, Duncan stepped in for Greg Popovich and earned his first victory as an acting head coach.
Only three to shoot. Murray's got to do something in a hurry. Pulls up from 18 in the key. It's good for DeJounte Murray.
On WOAI, the Spurs edged the Hornets 104-103. Popovich is expected to return for the team's next game on Friday. Trying to hold on to the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, Caris LeVert single-handedly carried the Nets in Boston.
Chris Chioza has run the point for the Nets throughout this entire fourth quarter. Gives it up to LeVert out of the right wing. But a Jordan screen, step back three. Good for Caris LeVert!
On WFAN, LeVert would score 37 of his team-high 51 in the fourth quarter and overtime as the Nets top the Celtics 129-120. This is ABC Sports. On the college hardwood, Tennessee may have played itself back into contention for a spot in the big dance.
In front court, gives to Muscovy, drives baseline, throws it out, pawns,
hit that
one, jump shot, good!
Money!
On the Vol Sports Network, down by as many as 17, the Volunteers rallied to hand number 6 Kentucky their second home loss of the season in an 81-73 upset. In the Big Ten, Rutgers received a much-needed boost to its tournament resume.
Young coming to the near side. Bounce pass Mathis. Couple of dribbles, and he dunks it down with the right hand.
On Learfield, IMG College, Jacob Young and Montez Mathis combined for 32 points as the Scarlet Knights stunned number 9 Maryland 78-67. The Edmonton Oilers needed overtime to settle things with another Western Conference contender.
McDavid had it elude, and now a turnover by Jones. Richard score! Alex Chason buries it!
On 6:30 CHED, the Oilers skate past the Dallas Stars 2-1 to win their second of a back-to-back. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
3A Substate Basketball tipped off for girls. Marysville lost at Sabetha 55-42 on Tuesday. Top seed Nemo Hall Central over Mount Academy 66-16. Third seed Bishop Ward defeated Hiawatha 49-45. Fourth seed ACCHS over Pleasant Ridge 51-46. Boys semifinals on Thursday. Maur Hill and Nemo Hall Central meet at 6. Marysville faces host Hiawatha at 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Girls semis on Friday. Nemo Hall Central and ACCHS at 6. Sabetha meets Bishop Ward at 7:30. Boys 2A Substate tipped off Tuesday. Valley Heights rolled past Horton 81-28. Top seed McClouth over Oskaloosa 57-12. Third seed Jeff County North over Rossville 44-39. And it was fourth seed Riverside defeating Jackson Heights 55-22. Girls semifinals Thursday, Valley Heights meets Horton at 6. Jackson Heights plays Jeff County North at 7:30. Boys on Friday, Valley Heights and Jeff County North at 6. McClouth meets Riverside at 7:30.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, let's recap how things finished up yesterday as through the grains, both corn and wheat finished higher at the Tuesday close. Soybeans were also higher at the close, but cotton finishing down despite the rate cuts. Looking through the livestock, we saw live cattle futures another 37 to 85 cents higher with April leading the way. Feeder cattle futures were up by triple digits with March feeders posting a $1.65 gain. The CME feeder cattle index was down 208 at 133.52. Wholesale box beef prices were higher again yesterday. Choice boxes were $1.25 higher, with select boxes up 207, and the hog market was higher yesterday through the afternoon. Now we take a look through the overnight round of trading. As the numbers here this morning before the opening bell gets rung, we're seeing mostly mixed to slightly higher. Through the grains, we are seeing a bit of losses as March corn down a quarter at 381.5. May is up a half at 381.75, but the rest of the complex mostly down. The wheat complex is in the red as a whole. March Kansas City wheat selling off at 452 a bushel. May's down 3 at 455.25. Soybeans are a bit positive this morning. March beans now up 5.5 at 898.5. May climbs a nickel at 908.5. March soybean meals up 90 at 304.70, and soy oil as well. March is up 59 points at 29.43. Cotton complex also starting on the right foot. March cotton selling at 62.75, while May's up 87 points at 63.64. Energy complex mostly higher, though natural gas is fractionally higher at 180, but the rest of the complex
trending downwards. April heating oil is up 2 cents at 155, and unleaded gas is up 3 at 156 a gallon. April crude oil right now puts on 90 cents a gallon at 48.06, while May's up 91 at 48.24. Gold's up $1.20 an ounce at 16.45.60, while silver right now is up 6 cents at 17.90, but trending back downwards, and the March dollar index up 25 points at 97.37. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's bull sale time again at Jensen Brothers. I'm Kevin Jensen, inviting everyone to our ranch Thursday at 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas. We'll be offering 80 performance pack yearling Hereford, Polled Hereford, and Sim Angus bulls. We'll be featuring our National Western Denver Stock Show Reserve Grand Champion Pin of Hereford bulls. The bulls are semen checked, full performance records, plus we have DNA enhanced pedigree. First breeding season guarantee and free delivery. Want to watch the videos? Go to DV Auctions. Can't make it to the sale? Go to DV Auctions and you can bid online. Thursday at the ranch, 6 miles south of Cortland. Thank you.
Sale date again tomorrow, Thursday, March 5th, with a complimentary lunch preceding the 1 o'clock sale.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Corn and soybean crop insurance guarantees are dropping just in time for the spring planting season. It's right around the corner. That means farmers get less protection against low prices for the revenue policies this year. Guarantees are $3.88 a bushel for corn, down 12 cents from last year. $9.17 for soybeans, off 37 from last year. Officials come up with those spring guarantees by averaging the daily close of the December 20 corn and November 20 soybean future contracts through the month of February. It was poor timing as commodity prices dropped during the final week of February as global markets responded negatively to the spread of coronavirus. Jim Minnert, who's director of Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue, said you got a lower benchmark, lower revenue guarantee, so you have less coverage than you have otherwise. He says from a farmer's perspective, it's a huge downer that the market collapsed at the end of February rather than early March. Depending on the volatility of some factors, like the price guarantee calculations, lower guarantees could lead to lower premiums. The United Kingdom officially published its objectives for the upcoming trade negotiations with the U.S. The announcement included an uncompromising stand on agriculture and food standards, two big sticking points that have slowed momentum for talks getting underway. The U.K. will not compromise on its high environmental protection, animal welfare, and food standards, they say, along with the drug pricing provisions that are all central to the negotiations. U.S. agriculture and trade officials had hoped the U.K. would loosen up some of their strictest requirements after officially leaving the European Union in January. The National Association of State Department of Agriculture says it's all for high standards for food safety, but American farmers and ranchers produce the safest and highest quality food enjoyed by consumers around the world. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, agriculture, of course. Let's play a little game of guess the acreage after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1860. Check out flora.com.
We've been hearing the last few days from Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services. How about that for a name for somebody involved in agriculture? Greg Groh. Let's begin today with acreage estimates for the 2020 corn crop. We've seen the USDA estimates of about 94 million acres. What do you say, Greg?
Well, I think the USDA outlook for them suggested 94. I've heard numbers in the 94 to 95 area, and I would certainly kind of go along that base right with that kind of a number right now.
And what does that suggest for soybeans?
Oh, something in the area of 84, 85, kind of in line with what the Outlet Conference kind of came up with this week. And that's going to be our problem with big South American crops and a surge back in acres here. Big yields again. If we return to trend line or above yields, ending stocks are set to go up again, and that's going to be a bit of a problem.
I'm wondering how sensitive the markets are going to be to any delay in planting this year after what we saw last year, where despite, a lot of the crops didn't get in until June and still did very, very well.
Well, I think that's the key takeaway. Last year's experience is an interesting example to reflect on, and we had a lot of concern, a lot of hand-wringing as we went into late May and early June, and we ended up getting a lot more of it in the ground than people thought we would, and yields came in much stronger in these impacted areas than people thought they would. So it appears that we have the ability to do what we have to do, given weather difficulties. I was fascinated with some of the yields we found last fall in the eastern Corn Belt. Crops that hadn't been planted till the end of the first week of June ended up doing a lot better.
We certainly know that the ag markets don't operate in a vacuum. They are impacted by everything else going on in the world, whether it be the price of crude oil or the equities, but especially the value of the dollar. And we've been seeing that dollar go up.
It's going to be problematic. It's going to hurt our ability to regain market share if the dollar remains strong. And the reasons for the dollar strength are very clear. You've had events here since the first of the year in the Asian, the outbreak of this coronavirus that has prompted a bit of a move back to safe havens, and the dollar certainly benefits from that experience. And you contrast that to the end of the year, there was a lot of thought that the dollar was beginning to weaken, which would help us in market share and our ability to be competitive. And, it's just amazing how these events can change and how quickly they change and the impact that they can have.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services, back after this.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high-production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at laughlinranch.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY, 32 and sunshine this morning. Highs top 60 on another mild day today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. 2K State football players facing marijuana possession charges. 19-year-old safety Wayne Jones and 21-year-old linebacker Daniel Green arrested Monday night. They both posted a $1,000 bond. The arrests come after three other K-State players were arrested over the weekend. Freshman running back Jacardia Wright arrested for an outstanding warrant for failing to show proof of insurance. Linebackers Marquise Hayes and Nick Allen were arrested separately on suspicion of DUI. The university says Kansas State coach Chris Kleiman will handle any internal discipline. Kleiman says he's extremely disappointed. Matt Coleman III banked in a three-pointer with 0.4 seconds left to lift Texas to a 52-51 over Oklahoma. The Longhorns won their fifth consecutive game and kept alive their NCAA tournament hopes that seemed all but vanished in mid-February. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey guys, Sam's back here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
After speculation that the Olympic Summer Games in Japan may be postponed to the winter, the International Olympic Committee announces the games will go on as planned. Jim Roop has the story.
IOC President Thomas Bach says that decision to move forward with Tokyo 2020 did not come lightly.
There is a task force in place since mid-February.
And following the regular information from this task force, which consists of the IOC, the organizing committee, the host city of Tokyo, the government of Japan, and in particular the World Health Organization, we remain very confident.
The conversation about the future of the games, however, will also continue. I'm Jim Roop.
The coronavirus has prompted an advocacy group for college athletes to urge the NCAA to consider holding its winter sports championships with no fans, an idea that has not been dismissed as out of hand. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs season came to an end at Sabetha, tipping off the 3A substate Tuesday. Sabetha 55, Marysville 42. Lady Bulldogs trailing by 8 late in the first half, fought back on a late tray to take a 1-point lead at the intermission, but were outscored 13-3 in the third quarter as Marysville was scoreless from the field. Final was 55-42 Sabetha. Led by reserve Leah Renier with 16 points, Maggie Hughes scores 12, Melina Schumann 10 points, as Sabetha improves to 18-3, defeating Marysville a second time in the season. Lady Bulldogs paced by Macy Raver with 16. Sammy Bartle steps aside. The senior scored 15 points. Marysville finishing the campaign 8-13. Sabetha advances to the sub-state semifinals. Hiawatha winning over Marysville 55-42. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The Valley Heights boys basketball team opened the sub-state tournament with a big home win over Horton, 81-28, Tuesday night. 10 different Mustangs scored and were led by Cameron Beardsley with 16 points, followed by Bryson Kenworthy with 12, Jackson O'Toole and Jake Youngerberg both adding 9 points each. Valley Heights jumped out to a 26-2 lead after the first quarter and never looked back. Horton was led by Trey Lockwood with 7 points, and they finished the season 2-18. Valley Heights improves to 16-6 and will take on Jefferson County North in the next round of Substate on Friday in Horton. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
3A Substate basketball tipped off for girls. Marysville lost at Sabetha 55-42 on Tuesday. Top seed Neba Hall Central over Mount Academy 66-16. Third seed Bishop Ward defeated Hiawatha 49-45. Fourth seed ACCHS over Pleasant Ridge 51-46. Boys semifinals on Thursday.